奉主耶稣圣名开始我们圣餐礼。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence the Holy Communion.
我们唱赞美诗296首。
Let us sing in number 296.
主耶稣跟每一个人生命的关系都不一样。
The Lord has a different relationship with every one of us.
也是说每一个人对主耶稣的感受都不同。
That is to say, we all have different feelings to our Lord Jesus.
不过主耶稣爱我们都是一样的。
However, Lord Jesus loves us, every one of us, just the same way.
我们在领主耶稣的肉跟主耶稣的血之前，我们在神面前默祷。
Prior to we receive the flesh and the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, let us bow our head before Him.
我们来思念主耶稣对我们的爱。
To think about the love Lord Jesus Christ has for us.
我们跟主耶稣的关系。
And our relationship to Him.
我们自己跟神讲。
And let us tell our God ourselves.
因为这是我们跟神生命的关系。
Because this is our life and relationship with Him.
别人是没有办法代替的。
Others cannot replace this.
请大家同心默祷。
Let us bow our head and pray.
请坐。
Please be seated.
刚才梁传道有跟我们讲有关圣礼，为什么真耶稣教会有圣礼。
In a moment ago, Pastor Liang told us that why we have the Holy Spirit.
真耶稣教会有三个圣礼。
And why in the True Jesus Church there are three sacraments.
今天早上我们有洗礼跟刚才的洗脚礼。
I'm sorry, why we have sacraments, so we already have the baptism and we already have the foot washing.
那现在我们来办圣餐礼。
Now we like to proceed to the Holy Communion.
一般在灵恩会的时候，圣餐礼往往是最后一堂的聚会了。
Usually in a spiritual convocation, Holy Communion is the last service.
当然，圣餐礼会称为圣餐礼的原因是因为这个是主耶稣亲自设立的。
And the reason why it is called the Holy Communion, it is because Lord Jesus Christ Himself established it.
而且主耶稣也吩咐我们要这样做。
And Lord Jesus Christ commanded us that we must follow.
圣餐礼里面有它的奥秘性。
There is a mystery, profoundness within the Holy Communion.
我们看路加福音第二十二章。
Turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke, chapter 22.
第十九节
，verse 19，
二十二章十九节
，chapter 22, verse 19，
又拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开，递给他们说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”二十节
，20，
饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，是为你们留的。”这个地方是主耶稣设立圣餐礼的经过。
And this is the process of how Lord Jesus Christ established Holy Communion.
当他们在逾越节的晚餐的时候
，during the Passover dinner，
我们知道逾越节的晚餐是不会有任何的酵的。
And we know during the Passover there will be no leaven or no yeast.
因为酵代表罪恶。
Because yeast represents sin.
当然，他们用的是无酵饼，喝的是葡萄汁。
Of course, they would have unleavened bread and will drink grape juice.
那当他们在吃逾越节的晚餐的时候，主耶稣拿起无酵饼。
So when they are in the dinner of the Passover, Jesus picked up the unleavened bread.
然后他带领大家祝谢，然后就拨开。
And he led everyone in the thanksgiving, and he broke the bread.
照理说，他应该说这是无酵饼。
He should say that this is an unleavened bread.
可是主耶稣没有这样说。
But Jesus did not say that.
主耶稣说这是我的身体，为你们舍的。
Jesus said, "This is my body has been given to you."
这明明是无酵饼，他怎么说是他的身体呢
？That was the unleavened bread. Why did he say that? That was his body.
因为当主耶稣祝谢的时候
，As Jesus Christ when he gave thanks,
那块无酵饼已经灵化成为主耶稣的肉。
That unleavened bread has already turned into his body.
所以主耶稣说：“这是我的身体。”
So Jesus said that this is my body.
后来他拿起杯来。
There and later on he picked up the cup.
当然这里面是葡萄汁。
Of course it was a contained within it is grape juice.
他祝谢了。
He gave thanks.
他拿起说：“这是我的，这杯是用我的血所立的约。”
He said that this cup is a new covenant, in my blood.
是一个新约。
It is a new covenant.
是为你们流出来的。
It is shed on your behalf.
他没有说这个是葡萄汁。
He did not say that was a grape juice.
所以我们就知道说神主耶稣在这个地方设立了圣餐礼。
Therefore, we understand Jesus Christ established a holy communion.
因为这是不一样的。
Because this is very different.
这已经不是逾越节的晚餐而已。
This is no longer only the dinner of the Passover.
这是在这个世界上的第一场圣餐礼。
This is the first holy communion in this world.
主耶稣亲自设立，而且告诉我们应该这样做。
And Jesus Christ, He did this Himself, and also told us to follow Him.
后来因为这件事非常重要，所以后来神拣选保罗的时候，也是照样跟他这样讲。
And this is so important. Therefore, when God elected Paul, God told Paul Himself.
我们看哥林多前书第十一章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
23节,
verse 23,
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来。24节,
verse 24,
祝谢了就拨开说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。25节。
25.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。26节。
26.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。保罗写信给哥林多教弟兄姐妹。
When Paul wrote the letter to the brothers and sisters in Corinth,
为什么特别提到圣餐礼？
Why did he especially mention Holy Communion?
因为那时候他们很多人根本不了解圣餐礼的真意啊。
For many people at that time, they don't understand the true meaning of the Holy Communion.
所以当他们来守圣餐礼的时候，根本没有准备心。
So when they come to observe the Holy Communion, they don't examine their hearts.
来拿了就吃，来拿了就喝。
They came and they took and they ate or drank.
也完全不思考。
They don't even think about it.
神不高兴啊。
And God wasn't pleased.
所以那个时候有人生病，甚至有人死掉。
And so some people got sick and even to the point of death.
这件事保罗知道了。
Paul found out about this.
作为一个传道者的一个他的职分，他有一个其中一个职分，就是他必须将神的话讲出来。
Being a preacher, he has a duty to say the word of God.
所以保罗就告诉他们了。
So he told them.
我那时候传给你们的。
At that time, when the truth that I preached to you,
是从主领受的。
This is I received this from the Lord.
就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，就是逾越节的晚上拿起饼来设立圣餐礼的经过。
That night when Jesus was betrayed, that is a Passover night, how he established the Holy Communion.
耶稣这样行，然后要我们也这样行。
And Jesus did this and also commanded us to do it.
那为的是纪念我。
The reason is to in remembrance of Lord Jesus.
小弟在这几次的圣餐礼当中，我都会提到一件事情。
And within all these past Holy Communions, I always mention this one thing.
就是我想要问大家，为什么主耶稣要我们纪念他？
Which is, I wanted to ask everyone that why did Lord Jesus want us to remember him?
你们有没有想过说，我们难道只有在圣餐礼的时候应该纪念主耶稣吗？
So is the only time in doing the Holy Communion that we remember the death of the Lord?
那明天就不用纪念了吗？
So do we forget or do we not remember Lord Jesus tomorrow?
下个礼拜不用纪念吗？
What about next week?
我们就要等到下次联欢会，然后我们再来纪念吗？
We'll wait until the very next time and then we'll try to remember him.
那我们的生命不可能完全的。
Then our life will not be complete.
主耶稣的生命在我们里面。
The life of Lord Jesus Christ is within us.
今天我们有圣灵。
Today we have the Holy Spirit.
你为什么知道真耶稣教会有神的同在
？How do you know that the true Jesus Church has the abidance of God?
因为圣灵。
Because of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells inside us.
从此我们在神里面，神在我们里面。
From that day forward, God is in us, and we are in God.
这是真实的话。
This is true.
其实神的生命就在我们里面了。
Because the life of Lord Jesus Christ is inside of us.
那既然神的生命在我们里面，
Since His life is inside of us,
是我们每天都在纪念主耶稣的。
Every day we have to remember our Lord Jesus Christ.
纪念主耶稣所讲的话，纪念主耶稣所说的事情。
To remember what He had taught us, what He had said.
也因为这样子，我们做事就跟别人不一样。
If that's the case, when we do on our daily deeds, then what we do will be different from other people.
我们做了抉择就跟别人不一样。
The decisions that we make will be different from others.
应该是这样。
This is the way it should be.
如果是这样，那为什么那圣餐礼为什么主耶稣说要纪念我？
And so if that's the case, then why would Jesus say in the Holy Communion, you need to remember me?
大家有没有想过？
Have you ever thought of this?
其实啊
and in fact,
神对我们是很了解的。
Lord God knows every one of us.
当初神带领以色列人出埃及。
When the Lord guided Israelites out of Egypt.
他们在旷野走了40年。
And the wilderness they walked for 40 years.
当他们在摩押平原的时候。
And when they're in the plains of Moab.
神把他们聚集过来。
And God gathered all of them.
然后再一次的告诉他们，他们应该怎么样过生活。
Once more, God told them how they should live their lives.
过神要他们过的生活。
To live a life that God wants them to live.
一个不会受到罪辖制的生活。
A life that is not in bondage of sin.
让他们以后的国度成为一个爱的国度。
So that they may build up a kingdom of love.
一个自由的国度。
A kingdom of freedom.
一个属神的国度。
A kingdom that belongs to God.
那在所以说后来就有生命记嘛，就是后来摩西就写生命记了。
Later on, of course, we know Moses wrote Deuteronomy.
那 在这个过程里面
and during this process,
神啊曾经讲过一段话
God has once spoken this passage,
很值得我们来参考
Let us turn to this.
我们看《生命记》第六章
in Deuteronomy chapter 6
第六章第十节
Chapter 6 verse 10
生命记第六章第十节
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 10
耶和华你的神领你进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕以撒雅各其实应许给你的地地那里有诚意又大又美非你所建造十一节
Verse 11
有房屋装满各样的美物不是你所装满的有凿成的水井非你所凿成的还有葡萄园橄榄园非你所栽种的你吃了而且饱足十二节
Verse 12
那时你要谨慎免得你忘记那将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的神，神告诉当时的以色列人
，God told the people of Israel，
你们就要过去了，就要过约旦河了。
Now you're about to cross over the river Jordan。
不过你们要过约旦河之前，我有几件事要告诉你们。
But prior to your crossing over, there are a few things I need to tell you。
这个地是应许要给你们的。
This promise is given to you.
这个是神应许给以色列人的祖先的。
And this is God's promise to the ancestors of the Israelites.
应许就是应许
A promise is a promise
神绝对不会黄牛
And God will not go back on his promise
虽然从亚伯拉罕 到那个时候摩西那个时候已经经过好几百年了
And even from Abraham to Moses several hundred years has already passed
可是当时间到了神就是要给他们
But when the time has arrived God will give them this promise
神说那边有诚意又大又美
God said that there are cities big and beautiful
可是这个城不是以色列人建造的。
However, these cities are not built by them.
这个城里面有房屋。
Within the cities, there are houses.
这个房屋里面装满各样的美、漂亮的东西，很好的东西。
And within, they're filled with all kinds of good things.
不是以色列人装满的。
It is not the Israelites that they have filled them.
当他们进到城里面，已经有凿成的水井。
When they enter into the cities, there's already wells that are dug.
不是以色列人凿成的。
They did not dig any of them.
还有葡萄园、橄榄园。
And then there's olive groves and vineyards.
你们可以吃。
You can eat of them.
那不是你们种的。
And that is not something that you have planted.
神说一切都给你们。
God said all these will be given to you.
本来就要给你们的。
These are supposed to be given to you.
那是神的爱。
That is from the love of God.
那是神的应许。
That was the promise of God.
你们大大方方就拿去。
You can gladly receive all these.
因为那是要给你们的。
Because all those are given to you.
可是神只告诉他们一句话
But God told them this one statement
你们要谨慎
You have to be careful
不要把我忘了
Do not forget me
耶稣没有要求说好你们攻打耶利哥城的时候要付1000万那耶利那个爱城比较少500万那个耶路撒冷比较大3000万怎么这样讲
God will not say that you need to pay 30 million when you attack the city of Jericho or say like 500,000 when you attack Ai because it's smallerGod did not tell them this.
哇，夏所王他们是联军要1亿。
And if the king of Hazar, their combined army, so therefore you need to pay $1 billion.
神有这样讲吗
？God did not tell them.
神没有这样
ask them this. No.
神说全部都给你们。
God said all these are given to you.
一切都是你们的。
All of these are yours.
你们不用不好意思，就是你们的，你们就拿去。
Don't feel uncomfortable because all these are given to you.
这个是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
不是神只要求他们做一件事情。
But God only asked them for one thing.
不要把我忘了。
Do not forget me.
神一切都给他们了，不是吗
？God has given them everything.
不要把神忘了，有这么困难吗
？If not to forget God, is that something difficult to do?
神给你们是不用代价的，你只要不要忘记我就好。
God has given us everything without any price, as long as we do not forget Him.
我请问大家有那么困难吗
？I ask you, is it so difficult to do?
就是那么困难吗
？Is it so difficult?
后来以色列人把神骂，把神忘了。
Later on, the Israelites they forget about God.
他们的子孙还把主耶稣卖了。
And even their descendants they betray Lord Jesus.
有那么困难吗？真的很困难。
Is it so hard? Is it so difficult?
主耶稣是一个自恋的神吗
？Is the Lord a person who pities himself?
主耶稣说不要把神说不要把神忘记，是为了让自己。哇，说好像说我就是这些都是我给你们的，这样多大的恩惠吗
？Is it because God want them not to forget God? Is it because God want to show that he gave them a lot of grace?
就算是神没有将迦南地给以色列人，他们也是要感谢神的。
Even if the Lord did not give the land of Canaan to the Israelites, they still have to remember the Lord.
以色列人知道神在他们家族里面的地位
，because they all understood the status God should have in their own house.
神为什么要以色列人不要把他忘了？
Why did God remind them not to forget about God?
你把我忘了。
If you forget God,
你就不会遵照我吩咐你的话去做。
Then you will not remember to practice the words I have given you.
你没有遵照我跟你讲的话去做，你就没有办法建立自由的国家。
If you do not follow the words I have given you, you will not be able to establish a kingdom that is free.
你就没有办法建立一个有爱的国家，就没有办法建立一个神的国家。
You will not be able to establish a kingdom of love, a kingdom of God.
讲来讲去都是为我们人类了。
The reason it is for as human beings.
在这个地方讲来讲去都是为以色列人好。
All of the reasons are given, it is for the benefit of the Israelites.
好，那以色列人有没有按照神的吩咐？
So we say, did the Israelites, did they follow the words of God?
没有。
No, they did not.
后来神派很多先知去告诉他们，他们把神的先知杀了。
And God sent many prophets to warn them, but they killed all of them.
我们都觉得以色列人真的很可恶。
And so we think that the Israelites, they are people, they're evil people.
那我们觉得我们自己呢？
What about ourselves?
当初，到底是我们每天都要纪念神的，这个是没什么问题的。
And so of course we had to remember God every day of our lives. This is without any question.
可是当初神设立圣餐礼的时候，
But when Jesus established the Holy Communion,
他告诉我们，
He told us,
为的是纪念我。
The reason is to remember him.
而且要常常举办圣餐礼。
They had to hold Holy Communion often.
你们常常要纪念我。
You had to always often remember me.
我不知道美国的圣餐礼多久举办一次。
And I don't know how often we hold the Holy Communion in the United States.
马来西亚跟新加坡每一个月都会举办一次。
In Malaysia and in Singapore, they will hold Holy Communion once every month.
小弟注目过教会一年举，曾经哦，我注目过一间教会一年举办四次。
And I've been a resident pastor of a church that holds Holy Communion four times a year.
这个是主耶稣的吩咐。
This is a commandment of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣为什么吩咐我们要常常守圣餐礼？
And Lord Jesus Christ asks us to hold Holy Communion so often.
他要告诉我们说不要把他忘了。
And to tell us to remember him, don't forget him.
因为这是人的通病。
Because this is our weaknesses.
在这个地方 Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Here we will say Hallelujah,
Hallelujah. 在这个地方尊主为大。
At this place we will proclaim the name of the Lord to be great.
出到这个门外面。
But as we leave this premise,
就变成我
we will become I.
为什么不尊重我的看法？
Why don't you care about my opinion?
这个社会就是这样。
This is how the society is.
为什么我不能做？
Why can I not do this?
为什么我要我这个为什么我不能我不能做这个我怎么不做那个我不能为什么不可以玩 video game? 我为什么不可以去 KTV? 我为什么不可以做那个穿那个 low cut 的衣服？
So why can I not play video? Why can I go to KTV or wear something that is quite low cut?
出到这个门就是我了嘛，就在这个地方的时候都是神啊，你好伟大。
So within here we say, Lord God, you're great, but as we exit, it becomes ourselves.
那出到这个门以外呢？
What about as we depart from after this door?
我们真的把神放在我们的心中吗？
Do we really place God inside our heart?
曾经有大学生来问我。
Once the college student came to ask me.
传道们为什么不可以染头发？
Pastor, why can I dye my hair?
我说这个是一个无聊的问题。
I told him this is quite a boring question.
你要理光头，我也没意见呢。
Even if you want to shave off your head, I have no opinion.
不过我要跟你讲一件事情。
However, I want to tell you this one thing.
你为什么认为染头发这么重要？
Why do you feel dyeing your head hair is so important?
我要先声明，我没有说不可以染头发。
I have to say that I did not say that you cannot dye your hair.
我现在只是要讲这件事情。
But I want to talk about this.
我说，你先跟我讲为什么染头发这么重要。
Can you tell me why dyeing your hair is so important?
他说传道这很漂亮。
He said, Pastor, you will make my hair look very beautiful.
我不否认那很漂亮。
I would not deny that that would make you beautiful.
我不一定认同那很漂亮，可是我不会说好那个不漂亮啊，因为那是你认为嘛，你认为漂亮就漂亮嘛。
I would probably not recognize that as something that is pretty, but if you think that is pretty, then it is pretty.
我说还有其他的吗？
And so I further ask, is there any other reason?
传道，我认为很漂亮就很重要啦。
Pastor, what I think that is, if it makes me beautiful, I think that is quite important.
哦，很重要，对。
Yes, it is important.
那你有没有想过，主耶稣有没有认为这个很重要？
But have you ever thought that if Lord Jesus Christ would think that that's important?
还有，你染头发，主耶稣会高兴吗？
Further, if you were to dye your hair, would Lord Jesus Christ be happy?
结果他就说了。 你怎么知道主耶稣不高兴？
And then he or she would say, "How do you know Lord Jesus Christ will not be pleased?"
你知道现在年轻人头脑很清楚。
And now the young people they are quite smart.
我说你对，你讲的对。
I said yes, you're right.
那你怎么知道？我知道。
How do you know that I know?
我不会随便乱讲哦。
Because I would not just say this.
你染成绿色的。If you, 这边染绿色的，这边染红色的。
If you were to dye your hair to be green on this side and red on the other,
你走进这个会堂。
If you walk into the chapel,
这个会堂里面有一些慕道朋友。
And then in the chapel there are some true seekers.
我来到是什么教会啊？
What kind of church have I come to?
居然有人染成红色的、绿色的、金色的一撮。
There are people who dye their hair red side one side, green on one side, and gold a strain of gold.
我走错教会，这边是 pub， 不是教会啊！对不起，再见。
So I've been to the wrong place. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
然后呢，教会的长辈看到了。
And what about the elderly when they see you?
请问先生，你是从哪里来的
？Oh, Mister, where have you come
from? 没有，我是黄志杰啊。
If you say I'm
我是 Ted 啊。
I'm Ted.
哈？
I said, what?
他就心脏病发作。
And then he will have a heart attack.
黄志杰传道怎么变这样？
How can a pastor become like this?
好，这些人都受到伤害了。
And all these people got hurt.
我问你。
And I ask you.
那神会不会高兴？
Would God be pleased?
我不是说你不重要。
I'm not saying that you're not important.
你也很重要。
You are also very important.
可是你有没有想过？
But have you ever thought?
别人也很重要。
Other people are also important.
我们让别人没有得到益处。
If other people did not get edified,
你想神会高兴吗
？Do you think that God will be pleased?
我们在这个地方的时候说啊，感谢主。
Right here when you say, "Oh, praise God,"
出去都是我。
And we exit when you say, "It is I."
主耶稣说。
And Jesus will say,
你们常常要纪念我。
You have to remember me always.
你要记得。
You have to remember.
你要记得我所讲的话。
You have to remember the words I say.
你要记得我做过的事情。
You have to remember the things I've done.
你不要把我忘了。
Do not forget me.
不要把我的话忘了。
Do not forget about my words.
不要把主耶稣的爱忘了。
Do not forget about the love of God.
今天为什么主耶稣会忧愁？
And today, why would Jesus feel sorrow?
我们今天早上只讲两个忧愁，对不对？
We only talked about two sorrows.
有个忧愁在哪里？
Where is the other sorrow?
就是在办完这个洗脚礼以后。
That is right after the foot washing.
你看约翰福音十三章，耶稣就忧愁了。
And if we read John chapter 13, Jesus Christ becomes sorrowful.
为什么耶稣忧愁？
Why did he feel sorrowful?
因为犹大要卖他。
Because Judas was about to betray him.
为什么犹大卖他？犹大那个耶稣会忧愁。
Why would Jesus feel sorrowful when Judas betray him?
耶稣至少七次跟犹大讲，你不要卖我。
Because at least for seven times Jesus told him, "Do not betray me."
人子一定会按照所计划的去世的了，一定为人死的，是一定的。
The Son of Man will certainly, by plan, that he will die on behalf of the humankind.
可是卖我的人有祸了。
But the person who betray me,
he will be. 你不要卖我。
He has woe because do not betray me.
后来主耶稣就明说，你们当中有一个人要卖我。
And then later on, Jesus said clearly that within one of you will betray me.
而且指明就是你犹大。
And even show Judas that you were the one.
耶稣为犹大洗脚。
Jesus washed Judas' feet.
耶稣把钱放给犹大管理。
And Jesus gave the money for Judas to keep.
那是对犹大的信任。
It is to entrust Judas.
犹大跟耶稣至少三年多，跟其他门徒一样。
And Judas at least followed the Lord Jesus Christ over 3 years, just like all the other apostles.
他没有看过耶稣行神迹吗？
Have he not seen the miracles of Lord Jesus?
他没有听过耶稣的道理吗？
Have he not heard the words of Lord Jesus?
他没有感受到耶稣的爱吗？
Have he not felt the love of Lord Jesus?
耶稣爱孤儿寡妇。
And Jesus loved the widows and the orphans.
耶稣爱很多可怜的人。
Jesus loved so many people who are pitiful.
别人看不起的。主耶稣扶持他。
Other people despise Jesus would love them.
犹大没有看到吗？
Did not Judas witness all these?
可是后来他为什么去出卖主耶稣？
But then why would he at the end betray Lord Jesus?
犹大跟他心中根本就没有爱。
Because in his heart he has no love.
你去看约翰福音十三章，当犹大出去以后，耶稣就给他们一条新命令。
As Judas went out, then Jesus Christ gave them a new commandment.
说你们要爱。
You need to have love.
一个人没有爱的人，
a person without love,
他没有办法活出爱。
He could not live a life of love.
所以他也没有办法感受爱，他没有那个能力。
And he would not have the ability to sense or feel love.
不管你怎么样跟他讲，他都是没有办法改善。
Does that matter how we tell them, they will not be able to change.
今天我们不能只是我。
Today we cannot only care about ourselves.
这边是神的家。
This is the house of God.
神是我们的家长。
God is our master.
神才是最大的那一个。
God is the greatest master.
神让我们成立教会。
God allow us to have a church.
是要让我们在这当中成长学习的。
It is to allow us to grow and learn in this environment.
这是一个爱的地方。
This is a place of love.
我们不要把主耶稣忘记。
Do not forget about Lord Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣要跟我们讲的话。
This is what Lord Jesus wants to tell us.
所以今天我们来到神的面前，这是我们敬畏神。
Therefore, today we come before Him. It is because out of fear of Him.
我相信我们俄湾教会一定有人没有来。
I believe that there are people in the Irvine Church who did not come.
我虽然不是认识大家。
Even though I don't know everyone.
不过一定有人没有来。
But I know there are people who did not come.
你们肯来。
That you are willing to come.
那是你们对神的敬畏。
It is because we fear the Lord.
这是我们的好处。
This is our strong points.
不过既然我们来了。
But since we're here.
我们就要思考我们的人生。
We had to think about our own life.
我真的没有把神忘记吗？
That have I ever forget about God?
我在做很多事情的时候，我真的把神放在第一位吗？
As I try to decide and do many things, do I place God in the first place?
把神放在第一位这么困难吗？
Is it so difficult to place God first?
会。
Yes, it is.
的确有时候蛮困难。
Sometimes it is really hard.
可是我们要学习。
But we have to learn.
我们越学习就会越完全。
The more we learn, the more perfect we'll become.
就像约伯一样。
And then just like Job.
所以约伯怎么说？
So this is why Job said this.
我本来风闻有神。
At first, I only heard of God.
我现在亲眼看到神。
Now I have seen God.
主耶稣将我们洗礼完了以后。
After Lord Jesus Christ baptized us.
就像我们今天陈弟兄。
And like just as Brother Chen today, thank God.
你今天洗礼完以后
，Today after you receive baptism,
你就进入这个神的家庭。
You enter into this house of God,
也进入神的学校。
You enter into also the school of God.
神会给我们功课。
God will give us lessons.
那让你去学习。
And so that we can learn.
你会越学习越完全，越学习越完全。
The more we learn, the more perfect we become.
到最后，我们可以跟主耶稣一样。
At the end, we'll become like Jesus.
你说的话。
The words we say,
你做的事,
the things we do,
你的想法,
our thoughts,
会跟主耶稣一样,
will be like Lord Jesus.
这个是我们应该要思考的问题。
These are the questions we have to ponder.
那我们除了要来纪念主耶稣的死以外,
besides remembering the death of Lord Jesus Christ,
除了要来纪念主耶稣所说的话以外,
and apart from remembering the words of Lord Jesus,
守圣餐礼还有几个意义。
To keep the Holy Communion, there are several meanings.
我们看回来这个哥林多前书第十章。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章第十六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16.
我们所祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼岂不是统领基督的身体吗？十七节。
17.
我们虽多认识一个饼一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。这个地方告诉我们。
Here tells us.
我们祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗？基督的身体吗？
The cup of thanksgiving, have we not participated the blood of Christ together?
这个地方我们是在统领。
This is we are taking a participation together.
统领的原来的意思是什么？
What is the meaning of receiving this together, communion?
就是团契。
That is a fellowship.
以今天神的家庭来讲，
From the standpoint of the family,of God.
你如果说啊，今天我们家在团契。
If we say today in our family we have a fellowship,
你就会自动转换哦，今天你们家在团圆啊。
And then we will change our concept and know that that is a day when the family is united.
圣餐礼是神邀请所有他的子女一起来参加的一个团契。
The Holy Communion is a fellowship when God invited all of His children.To gather in unity, to receive.
就好像我们在吃团圆饭一样。
Just as we gather together, at the year end.
今天所有人都回来。
Today everybody has come back.
不过是我们吃的东西不是我们自己准备，是神为我们准备的。
And it's only that the things that we're eating today, it is not prepared by ourselves, but by God.
是主耶稣的肉，主耶稣的生命。
It is the flesh and the blood, the life of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以圣餐礼的意义是非常重大的。
Therefore, the meaning of the Holy Communion, it is quite important.
属神的儿女就要来参加。
All of those that is the children of God, they need to come.
因为这是属于家庭的团契。
Because it is a fellowship of a family.
还有一个，我们来看。
And then there is another one.
约翰福音。
In the book of John.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
In the book of John, chapter 6.
第六章的第五十三节。
John chapter 6 verse 53.
耶稣说：“ 我实实在在告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。 54节。
54.
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。 55节。
55.
我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。 56节。
56.
吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。 57节。
57.
永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。 58节。
58.
这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃过玛纳还是死的。主耶稣的肉跟主耶稣的血是从天上降下来的粮。
The flesh and the blood of Lord Jesus Christ is the food, the bread from heaven.
吃的就有生命。
As we partake it, we will have life.
这个是圣餐里的奥秘心。
This is the mystery of the Holy Communion.
你明明看到的是无酵饼跟葡萄汁。
What we see before us, it is the unleavened bread and the grape juice.
它怎么会变成主耶稣的肉跟主耶稣的血呢？
How can it be the flesh and the blood of Lord Jesus Christ?
那是灵里面的变换。
It is a transformation in the spirit.
一般人没有办法理解。
The people, the common people, they cannot understand.
不过主耶稣告诉我们,
but Jesus Christ told us,
你不可以拒绝领受,
we cannot refuse to partake this.
因为一个人若拒绝领受,
if we were to refuse,
那你就没有生命在你里面,
then we would not have life within us.
我们吃的主耶稣的肉跟主耶稣的血,
if we partake the blood, the flesh and the blood of Lord Jesus Christ,
就有永生,
then we will have everlasting life.
我们的生命将会更活泼,
our life will be more lively.
所以你不可以说我不要,
so we cannot say, I don't want to.
甚至轻视圣餐,
or even despise the Holy Communion.
这个是大罪, 如果按照这个哥林多前书讲，这个是大罪, 所以很多人生病, 也有很多人死掉。
This is a great sin. According to 1 Corinthians, we know some people got sick and even died.
这个是一个感恩的典礼。
This is a communion of thanksgiving.
我们要对主耶稣的旨意非常的了解。
We have to understand the will of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在守圣餐里的时候,
as we try to keep the Holy Communion,
还有一个意义。
There's another meaning.
我们看哥林多前书,
in 1 Corinthians
11章,
chapter 11
26节,
verse 26,
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死，只等到他来。这个表明英文不是叫 proclaim 吗？
And so you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
那请问 proclaim 什么意思？
What does it mean to proclaim?
不是宣扬吗？
It is to spread and to broadcast.
每次我们在领受主耶稣的圣餐的时候,
every time as we partake the Holy Communion of the Lord, we're proclaiming that the Lord Jesus Christ has died for us. There's this layer of meaning here. Today we come to the Holy Communion. Have we let our relatives and friends know about it? Today I'm going to go to the Holy Communion. Jesus Christ has died for me. I need to preach this gospel to them. We need to proclaim the death of the Lord.
这个是主耶稣的旨意。
This is the will of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们每一个人都将这个消息传出去。
So if we were to proclaim this message,
我们不是只有坐在这边享受神的恩典而已。
Not only we sit here to enjoy the blessing of God,
我们走出去。
If we walk out,
我们跟人家讲,
we tell the others,
主耶稣为我死了,
that Lord Jesus Christ died for me.
你们也要来。
You also have to come.
因为主耶稣也为你死啊。
Because Jesus Christ also died for you.
昨天我讲到一个教会,
and yesterday I mentioned about this one church.
然后很多人来问,
many people came to ask me,
这是哪一间教会?
So which church is that?
其实哪一间教会不是那么重要,
in fact, it's not important to find out which church it is.
重要是人家是这样子来面对神的啦。
What's important is that this is how they face God.
而且我也不认为说, 虽然小弟 也是在那间教会跟他们同工，可是我们不认为我们做什么什么特别很伟大，或者是什么特别不一样的事情， 我们不觉得。
And even if I was a co-worker with them, I don't feel that I had done something great together with them.
我们只不过是按照神的旨意在做事。
We are only merely doing the will of God.
只有在做当中你会觉得说 很多很困难的事情，然后就一直祷告，然后一直做，然后一直祷告，一直做，然后神就跟我们同工，就这样。
We feel that there are many difficult things. We just pray and we do the work. We pray again, and God abide in our work. That is it.
那如果说你说哇，传道，可是他们很多人受洗。
But we say, oh pastor, there are so many people who receive baptism there.
每次都20几个人受洗耶。
Every time there's over 20 people.
连续这样这么多年啊。
And so many years, it's always like that.
哇，不得了。
That's quite incredible.
这也没有什么好不得了的。
Nothing to be surprised about.
这个在宗教会当中算是这一支的啦。
Among the religion, this is quite small actually.
有一个传道最近去一间教会。
There is a pastor who went to a certain church.
那去这间教会的时候，他就领会，领完会就下去了。
When he go, he delivered a sermon. Afterwards, he went down the pulpit.
隔天呐。
The next day,
因为隔天就是布道会了。
Because the next day is the evangelical service.
所以教会负责人啊就上来报告。
So the council member went up to make an announcement.
说明天是布道会。
Saying that tomorrow it is the evangelical service.
所以明天没有带布道者的，请不要来参加聚会。
So tomorrow, if you do not bring a truth seeker, don't come to service.
哇，我们的传道在下面听了就吓一跳了。
And the pastor down there, when he heard this, he was quite surprised.
虾米呀，明天没有布道者，他就一直眼睛就瞪着那个负责人看了。
So he was he opened up wide his eye and stared at the council member.
那个负责人就说，哇，传道为什么一直看着我。
And so the council member feel that why did the pastor stare at me?
他说，传道，我有讲错话吗？
And he said that pastor, did I say something wrong?
他说，你不可以说什么聚会是自由的，哪有什么没有带慕道者不可以来参加聚会的，没有这些事啦。
You cannot say that of course we know coming to service is out of their free will. You cannot say if you don't bring a truth seeker, you cannot come.
好，负责人就说，哦，传道你要讲这个事情啊。
Oh, he said that pastor, you're talking about this one thing.
啊，那个我再跟你解释。
Let me explain this to you.
他就继续讲了。
And so he continued.
明天带六个以上慕道者的才可以先进场进会堂哦。你带两个布道者，你就要走进来。对不起，不行。
All those people who brought more than six, they can enter the chapel first. If you only brought two, you have to wait a little bit.
然后再五个。
And then following about the five, four.
三二一。
And then 3-2-1.
这样。
So this is how it works.
传道讲说好啊，我就要看一看。
And so the pastor said, "Okay, I will wait and see."
明天没有半个人来聚会。
And tomorrow to see if there's anyone who will come to church.
结果隔天早上啊，八点半聚会。
So the next day, they have service at 8:30.
七点半那个传道就这样想了。
7:30, the preacher he was thinking.
八点半聚会，七点半到教会总很早吧？
If it's service at 8:30, I get to the church at 7:30. That is early enough.
想不到他快要到教会之前了，他就看到哇，很多人排队啊。
And even before he arrived at the church, he saw that so many people are lining up outside the door.
就教会旁边是一家那个餐厅啊。
And next to the church, it's a restaurant.
这个传道就这样想。
And so the pastor thought,
哇，这么早，这个餐厅就排那么长的队伍啊。
That's so long, that the line is that even such an early time.
哇，这间餐厅一定很好吃。
For the restaurant must be very delicious.
一定要找机会来吃。
I must find some time to try out that restaurant.
可是后来越走越不对啊。
But then the further he walked, the more he feel strange.
后来他发现，哎，不对呢，这些人不是排队要进餐厅，是排队要进会堂啊。
And then he discovered that these people are not lining up to go to the restaurant, but lining up to enter into the chapel.
最后传道就走进去了。
And so the pastor went inside.
哇，难怪排那么多人，里面已经座无虚席，全部都坐满。
And that it is already all filled up. No wonder they had to line wait outside.
传道很高兴啊。
And so the pastor was quite happy.
对嘛，这才是当传道，你看。
Of course, this is the way it should be.
他就哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚 ，and 哈利路亚。
只有这些人跟美国教会差不多。
But these people are just like the churches here.
没有人理他
，Nobody pay attention to him.
就觉得很奇怪，这些人为什么不理我
？So he thought that why these people don't even greet me.
负责人就把他叫来，传道。
And he said,
你很丢脸那个。
The council members called him over and told him that
传道说什么事
？Don't do this. And the pastor asked him, so what's going on?
传道里面全部都是慕道朋友。
Pastor, all these are just truth seekers, the first time comers.
没有人知道你在讲谁是哈利路亚，他不知道什么是哈利路亚。
No one knows what you're talking about. They don't know what hallelujah means.
哎，所以你不要哈利路亚了，你就直接走进去就好了。
So don't say hallelujah, just walk inside.
哦，是这样啊，好，那就走进去。
I said, okay, I understand. And he walked in.
他说，传道，我跟你讲。
He said, Pastor, let me tell you one more thing.
我昨天跟你说了哈。
I just told you yesterday.
那个没有带慕道者的不可以来，不是我们叫他 我们不准他来，是他来没有位置可以坐。我们没有叫他不要来的意思了。
And the reason why we told them that if you don't bring a true seeker, don't come, it's not that we don't want them to come. It is because there will be no place to sit.
你知道那些在煮饭的人，那些煮饭的人。
Do you know those people who are cooking?
我跟你讲，你没有带一个慕道者，你不准去煮饭。
I told you that if you don't bring a true seeker, you are not allowed to cook.
你想，我是来那个来服侍神，我就可以来啊。
Do you think that you come to serve God and you can come?
对不起哈。
I'm sorry.
你没有带慕道者来，不准，你没有服侍的机会。
If you don't bring a true seeker, you have no opportunity to serve.
这是我没有说谎，这是真的发生的事情。
I did not lie. This is really did happen.
那是那个非常那个教会非常的大，不是只有可以坐一二十个人。
That church is really big. It will contain a lot of people.
如果按照我知道，那间教会可以坐八百个人。
According to my knowledge, it can sit up to 800 people.
不是八十个人
，Not 80 people。
他们对神啊很忠心
，They are very faithful to God。
他们也知道神要他们做什么
，They understood what God wanted them to do。
他们也很认真
，They also exert a lot of effort。
有传道啊去那个那附近的教会，他说：“我早上六点起来祷告，我想说哦，六点起来祷告很早了。”
The pastors went to a neighboring church and said that I wake up 6 o'clock in the morning to pray, and I thought that was already quite early.
结果我去人家在祷告了。
And I went, people are already praying.
就问说啊，奇怪了，啊，你们是几点来的
？And I asked them, so when did you arrive in the chapel?
传道我们四点半就来了。
Oh, pastor, we already got here at 4:30.
他们祷告到八点了。
And I prayed till 8.
两个小时、三个小时、四个小时都不是重点了。
Two, three, or four hours. This is not important.
哎，那不是一两个人。
Not only one or two people were there.
他们多么认真真啊！你没有办法想象，你没有看到，你有在讲什么小说啊，什么《水浒传》啊
？You did not see it. You would not know. You think that I'm talking about some sort of fiction.
我去一间教会讲这个见证啊，那个下面有个姐妹说，她后来说。嘿，那我可怜，那不可能。我说哈，因为你不行，所以你说不可能。人家就是这样做的。
I went to a church and a certain sister told me that is not possible. I told her, you did not do it. That's why you don't believe.
这是真的发生的事情。
That truly happened.
也不是只有一间教会这样做。
And not only one church does that.
其实哪一间教会做哪一件什么事情并不重要。
In fact, which church does what? That's not important.
重要是我们的心。
What's important is our heart.
我们可以做什么比较重要？
What we would do that is more important?
我们是不是能够按照神的旨意来做比较重要？
Whether or not if we can follow the will of God, that is more important.
他们，你觉得说他们这样很容易吗？
Do you think that is something easy to do to follow their example?
那是不容易的事情。
It is something quite hard.
他们要祷告。
They have to pray.
他们真的。付出很多的心力
，They put in so much energy and effort.
然后他们让很多人来亲近主耶稣
，They allow so many people to come close and draw close to God.
我没有说谎，这是真实的事。
I am not lying. This is true.
我们怎么来领受圣餐
？How do we come to partake the Holy Communion?
刚才我们已经有谈到，已经有念到，就是说只有一个饼。
I have mentioned there's only one bread.
因为主耶稣只有一个身体。
Because there's only one body of the Lord.
所以只有一个饼。
There's only one bread.
就是在啊某些教会，他们每次参加圣餐礼的人数都超过1500个，他每次只有一个饼。
Even for a particular church, their participants will go over 1,500 people. They still only have one bread.
不过他们的饼是这么大而已。
Of course, their bread is as big.
这么厚。
And it's that thick.
他们剥饼都要十几个、二十几个上去剥饼。
When they break the bread, they need 10 or 20 people to help.
你会剥到最后那个裂烙掉。
If you were to help out, your joint would be quite painful.
因为那个你要剥很多片。
Because you have to break so many of them.
剥他们都很喜乐。
But they're also happy.
因为很多弟兄姐妹在那个地方敬畏天上的真神。
Because so many brothers and sisters gather at that place to worship the God of heaven.
不管多少个人。
Does that matter how many people there are?
圣经告诉我们，一个饼就是一个饼。
The Bible tells us one bread, therefore there's only one bread.
而且要在一个地方同领。
And we had to receive it at one place.
而且要按理领受。
And we had to receive this according to the truth.
我们看十一章啊，哥林多前书十一章的二十七节。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 27.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血的。 28节
Verse 28.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。29节
29.
人若人因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪的。30节
Verse 30.
因此在你们中间有好些软弱的和患病的，死的也不少。这个地方讲得非常清楚。
Here it describes quite clearly.
这是曾经发生过的事。
This has happened before.
不止以前发生，现在依然在发生。
Not only it happened before, now it also happens.
所以说，我们要来等一下，我们要领受神的圣餐，耶稣的圣餐。
So in a moment, we're about to partake the Holy Communion.
我们一定要反省自己。
We have to examine ourselves.
如果你良心上已经过不去了。
If in your conscience, you feel guilty.
也就是说，你已经犯了不应该犯的罪。
That is to say, if you are committed.The sin that you're not supposed to commit.
有些罪不至于死。
Some of the sins does not lead to death.
我们要悔改。
We can repent. We need to repent.
悔改以后，我们就可以领受。
As we repent, we can partake.
一开始的时候，我就在今天早上第一节聚会我就说了。
As I begin, I already told you this.
我们应该利用这个机会，之前的那些祷告就应该跟主耶稣沟通这些事情。
From this morning, that we had in our prayers, we had to talk to God about all these things.
如果我们真的这样做了
，If we have already done this,
等一下我们就可以存着感恩快乐的心灵说。
Then in a moment we can partake this with a thanksgiving and happy heart.
这是主耶稣要给我们的。
This is what Lord Jesus Christ wants to give us.
我们真的很感谢。
We have to give thanks.
可是我们可以存着无愧的良心面对主耶稣。
And with a clear conscience, and then we can face Lord Jesus.
你看多么美好。
Such wonderful.
我们跟神的沟通。
So wonderful, because we can talk to God.
你如果有什么罪，一定要悔改。
If we have sinned, we have to repent.
曾经有一个传道。
There is one pastor.
他年轻的时候去一间教会。
When he was quite young, he went to a church.
他知道一个姐妹，他心中含着恨。
He knew that there was a sister who had hatred in her heart.
所以传道去跟他讲，你不可以恨。
So pastor went to tell her that you cannot have hatred.
你应该原谅。
He had to forgive.
那个姐妹不原谅。
That sister could not forgive.
为什么不原谅？
Why could not she
forgive? 你怎么知道她不原谅？
How do you know she could not forgive?
她吃的主的圣餐以后就躺在床上。
Because after she ate the Holy Communion, she lay on the bed.
而且一躺躺了二十几年。
And she lay on the bed that lasted for 20 years.
二十几年哦。
20 some years.
那个传道老了。
And as the pastor grew old,
那个传道再回到那间教会去。
As he returned back to that church,
在灵恩布道会之前再去找他姐妹。
And right before the spiritual communication, he went to look for that sister.
传道进去第一句话就这样说了。
And the first sentence he said when he entered into the door,
姐妹啊
whole sister,
够了吧
？It is enough.
二十几年不够啊
Is it not enough for 20 some years?
够了吧
？It is enough.
哇，那个姐妹哭出啊。
And that sister began to wail and cry.
她原谅那个人。
She forgave that person.
她悔改。
She repented.
她就起来走路了。
And then she was able to walk.
她躺二十几年呢。
She lay on the bed for 20
years. 这个在医学上是不可能的。
This is impossible in terms of medical.
你躺二十几年，机能都没有了。
哎呀 ，in medical reality, this is not possible.
怎么可能起来走路
？How can she get up and walk?
主耶稣原谅她。
Jesus Christ forgave her.
你说恨一个人有那么恨一个人有那么严重吗
？It is so bad to just hate someone.
我当然不知道这个姐妹跟那个人恨到多深，我不知道。
I don't understand how much hatred she has toward the other person.
我是这是发生的事情。
But this had happened.
我们要来领受主耶稣的圣餐。
Now we are about to partake the Holy Communion.
主耶稣都这样疼我们。
Jesus Christ loves us so much.
我们的罪他都肯原谅我们。
He is even able to forgive our sins.
我们应该好好的思考这些问题。
We have to think about all these questions.
等一下我们要来祝谢。
In a moment, we will give thanks.
这是一块无酵饼。
This is an unleavened bread.
是今天早上用面粉和一和，然后烘成的。
This is made by flour and water and baked.
它是无酵的。
It is unleavened.
它现在不过是一块无酵饼。
Now it is just but an unleavened bread.
等一下我们祝谢以后，它就会灵化成主耶稣的肉。
In a moment, as we consecrate, it will become in the spirit the body of Christ.
我们一同跪下来祝谢。
那就kneel down and pray.